Mr. Speaker, at this time I yield 1 minute to our newest member, the gentlelady from Ohio, Representative
Smith. Gentlelady from Ohio is recognized for 1 minute.
A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bupp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body that we will see this through.
The House will be in order. 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 The gentlelady will suspend, and the clerk will report her words.
Why, I hope gentlelady is a euphemism for something that we're not allowed to say on radio. Because there is no other name for what she was doing. And she was later censured and had to apologize for her comments. My name's Sam Cedar. This is the Majority Report on Air America Radio. On the phone from Ohio, we have Paul Hackett. He's running for Senate in Ohio. He was a major in the U.S. Marine Corps, just back from Iraq, I guess about less than a year ago now. Is that right, Paul?
That's right. Yep. March 18th of this year.
Now, you...
Hey, listen, I hate to disappoint you. I've got to run, so I've got here filling in for me my neighbor, Jean Schmidt.
yeah.
You may have heard of her. She's also from the 2nd District of Ohio.
Yeah, we just played a clip of hers and the absolute travesty.
Unfortunately, I had to hear it again for the third time this evening. You know, I mean, it just... It's an unfortunate circumstance that we down here in the southern part of Ohio are represented by her. It's a sad day. I mean, here is a lady who represents quite ably the Republican Party these days, and what I see is just a complete disconnection with what service is about and what patriotism is about. And what America is about. And I think that when America compares that type of complete lack of leadership and absence of patriotism that she has shown America today and compares that to Colonel Murtha and the service that he has given this country in the last 40 years, it's... you know, it's no comparison. I mean, there's a man who served his country in harm's way, who fought and put his life on the line so that folks like Jean Schmidt can speak freely. And somehow or another, she and her party has lost the understanding and true sense of the word freedom of speech and how political dissent is at the corner, is a cornerstone of freedom of speech, and you know, it's just representative of the floundering lack of leadership that
Paul, you're absolutely right. Now I'll tell you what, you know, this may seem a little bit superficial, but here she is getting up in Congress wearing a flag dress. She's taken, you know, she's wearing this dress, this red, white, and blue outfit with white stars across the chest, in some type of like American flag go-go outfit that you might see in a theme bar, and to call Murtha a coward, frankly, I'm surprised that we have not heard from other Republicans across the country saying, you know, Jean Schmidt, you've gone too far.
Jean Schmidt has gone too far. Dick Cheney is, you know, I mean, you know what the common theme between George Bush, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Mike DeWine, and on and on and on, and all the many talking heads that hold themselves out to the American people as quote-unquote patriots is that every last one of them had the opportunity in their generation's war to serve and fight for freedom of speech and for democracy and put their lives on the line. And the common thread there is none of them had the stones to do it, yet they all want to stand up and flap their gums like they know what it's all about, to put their lives on the line for this great country. And you want to know what? For guys like me, like Colonel Murtha, all my buddies who have fought in Iraq, and all of my metaphorical brothers and sisters who have in wars from World War II and World War I and on, and Vietnam and so forth, you know what? We may get together from time to time, and they may say, hey, Hackett, I don't agree with your politics on the economy, or Hackett, I don't agree with this or that. But I'll tell you what, not a one of them has ever come up to me, and we never had the discussion, hey, you can't say that, or you don't have the right to say that, or that's unpatriotic. Because at the end of the day, those of us who've put it on the line for this country know that we put it on the line so that any American can stand up and voice their political dissent. We all understand what that's about. And chicken hawks like Gene Schmidt and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and George Bush don't get that, because they've never been baptized in battle, and they don't know what it's really all about. And I sense that this nation is beginning to understand just how dangerous it is when you've got these folks with this fiery nationalistic misunderstanding of what this country truly represents throughout the world. And what we represent and should defend at all cost is our freedoms. And at that core, at the heart of that, is freedom of speech. Look, long before we were the political power that we are today and the military power that we are today, people were lining up to come to our shores, as they are today, not because of our military power, but because of the freedoms that we represent throughout the world.
I couldn't have said it better. Paul Hackett, running for Senate.
Hey, did I go on too long? I'm sorry.
No, that was great. We
got
to go.
You got me fired up, man.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll be right back on Majority Report.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.